This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Saying she a gold digger,
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
Tell me, mom.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
I got a weed.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
I got a weed.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
I got a weed.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no, you know what? She messed with no poor man.
With a baby who was for time under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you got a flock, I could tell.
And you see everybody trying to get into the country. As soon as they get here, they're told to hate it and bitch about it and complain it's the worst place on earth. But you got a bunch of gold diggers coming in here. You got a bunch of globalists coming in here trying to manipulate everybody. You got horse face Stormy Daniels working for that peon lawyer who is sinking faster than the Hindenburg on that stormy night in the United States when it went belly up and burned like a Led Zeppelin. That's right. She's not messing with the globalists want to come here and rob the country. They almost robbed everything. And then they want to tell us, stay in line. Hey, this is a powerful report. I'm only playing a part of it. It's on Infowars.com. Millie Weaver, the best part's towards the end. I'm just going to air the first of it here because I want you to go get it and spread it. Young black conservative defense Trump. And coming up, powerful highlights of Cruz versus Beto last night. So that's coming up straight ahead. Stay with us.
Okay, so right now the protesters are over there chanting F Nazis.
No, they're chanting Black Nazis.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
This is Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com. I'm here with Joel Patrick, the well-known social media conservative icon, and he's also here at this Trump rally.
I've been talking to the protesters and just like trying to engage with them, trying to get logical arguments, which can be difficult, out of them. And a lot of times they just try to shout you down, or you know, they try to explain that you're a racist KKK member, and then you say, well, I'm black. And then they just kind of look at you with a dumb look on their face, and it just keeps happening over and over again.
So how are they saying that to you? I mean, how are they calling you KKK and racist?
Because I support Trump. They say if you support a racist, you are a racist, which, you know, he's not a racist, and it's actually impossible to be a black member of the KKK, but, you know, like meat-eating vegans and Jewish Nazis, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, you know, I was speaking to a protester over here, and he said earlier that Kanye lost his black card because he supports Trump. Is that kind of the same reaction you're getting?
Yeah, I get a lot of the same reaction. So being black is not about, you know, supporting a particular political ideology. You know, you're black, that's a skin color. You know, a lot of people ask me, they say, hey, are you an African American? No, I'm not an African American. I'm just an American. I'm a black American, but I'm not an African American. And the thing that they want to say, oh, you're not invited to the cookout anymore. You lost your black card. It's complete nonsense. What they mean is you've left the plantation. And the reason that they can't say you've left the plantation is because then they'll be exposed for the true racists that they are. You know, the racists that brought us slavery, Jim Crow, and the KKK. The racists that abort 900 black babies every single day under the guise of parenthood.
So can you tell us why you support Trump?
I support Trump because Trump has my best interest in mind, and he wants a strong country, and we've seen that by him not worrying about black people as a specific group, but just worrying about the country, he's helped black people. You see the lowest black unemployment in history. You see the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history because Trump has removed the divide by helping everyone and not being racist about how he helps people.
Now, have you had any encounters with the protesters out here tonight yet?
Yes, I have.
And what was that like?
They were very extremely intolerant, and one guy said, I can't believe you're wearing that. You know you're black. That's what he said to me. A white guy asked me if I knew I was black, and apparently, for him, it's not okay for a black person to support the president because the president is a racist. I can't stress enough that every time they say the president is a racist, you ask them for an example, they bring up these isolated incidents, and they say, well, he didn't denounce Charlottesville. So I said, so if you don't denounce something, you're guilty of it? And he said, yes. I said, that's fine.
We're going to go to break, but I got to add here, he did denounce both sides. They just lie. Like they say, he says all Mexicans are criminals. There is no video of that. It's like them saying I say there's human slaves on Mars. I never said anything like that. It's a lie. They just lie. Powerful video. Full videos on InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I am very concerned, and I know there are millions of Texans who are concerned, about the political bias of big tech, of Facebook and Google, skewing and silencing the voices of those who politically they disagree with. You may remember several months ago, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, testified before the Senate, and I asked him a series of vigorous questions about the political bias at Facebook. Now, even though Congress shouldn't regulate the content, there are two things we should think about doing. Number one, right now, big tech enjoys an immunity from liability on the assumption that they would be neutral and fair. If they're not going to be neutral and fair, if they're going to be biased, we should repeal the immunity from liability so they should be liable like the rest of us. Number two, the giant tech companies, by any measure, are bigger than AT&T was when it was broken up under the antitrust laws, bigger than Standard Oil, and if they're abusing market powers of monopoly, the antitrust laws should be enforced.
That's why we love Ted Cruz. You know, I am such a fan of Ted Cruz, and I'm so demonized in mainstream media, some think that would hurt him, but it doesn't. That's why I got really mad at him during the campaign when he started getting dirty against Trump with the Republican establishment, but he has reprieved himself. He has a perfect voting record, and he probably is the smartest person in the Senate. In fact, most of them agree that, you know, top of his class, Supreme Court justices that he worked under say that he knows more than they do. He's good to have on our team. And you compare him to Beto O'Rourke, it is not even the same universe. That guy is a bumbling, stumbling liar. He's been involved in a hit and run, just like Chris Cuomo he got away with. His mother's a lifelong Democrat. They found it going back decades. First, they found him, you know, voting for Obama, you know, 10 years ago and all the rest of it. Now they found stuff going back 30 years. He is a liar. And he has these canned responses up there. And it just is a nightmare situation to watch them spend more money on him than they would spend a decade ago in a presidential race. He's raised $36 million in the last month. All total of something like $100 million. I mean, it's just insane to live in Texas and to see him plastered everywhere and to know what a giant, stinking fraud he is. But I believe in Texas, and I believe we're going to keep Ted Cruz. I know I got really, really mad at Ted Cruz, and then I, strangely enough, ran into him on Election Day, and I ran into him on Inauguration Day, and I was pretty angry at him at the time, but looking back in hindsight, you don't know what you got until it's gone. Please, God, let Ted Cruz stay in the Senate, please. They would have gotten gun control bills through if it wasn't for him. He's helped begin to pare back Obamacare. I mean, he's just smart. He helped Senator Paul reversed 6 years ago Obama backing Al-Qaeda and then ISIS in Syria and blowing the borders of Europe up. I mean, Ted Cruz has been one of the critical game changers. and we need him in there. And I'm telling you, folks, you need to call all your friends and family. You need to go and get Grandma out of the nursing home and take her to vote. Because coming up next segment, we knew this was going on. But they have caught a ring of Democrats going through the list of either dead people on voter rolls out of the obituaries or people that, again, are in nursing homes and then they steal their identity. I'm not saying do that. Go to Grandma, go to Grandpa, and say, do you like Ted Cruz? Do you like the Second Amendment? And, you know, even if they've got Alzheimer's, if they say yes, you take them down and you have them vote. That's not cheating, in my view. We don't do what the Democrats do. When they go low, we work twice as hard. But you need to absolutely bust your butt. And what you also need to do, in my humble opinion, please, is, because it's about protecting Trump. If we lose the Senate, they will impeach him as fast as the sun came up in the morning. And can you imagine what this is going to be like? We have to secure the Republic. We have to get our industrial base just for national security back. We have to do it now. Now, speaking of Ted Cruz and how he got into the internet censorship that's going on, bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this, and I'm going to open the phones up. Sundar, that's the guy's name that heads up Google, has been caught lying repeatedly about censorship. Well, now because his own engineers are going public and quitting in droves, we're talking top engineers, he's then hiding in plain view saying, oh, it's no big deal. Censorship is good. It's helpful. Yes, of course we're doing it. And we're going to do it here, too. So they're now doing the hide it in plain view thing. Just like the New York Times says, thank God they're banning MPC memes that just put gray emotionless faces over throngs of leftists and memes to show they're a bunch of automatons being programmed. That's the symbol of authoritarianism, is a gray face, emotionless. In 1984, in THX1138, in Apple commercials, in all dystopic systems. But here they are in the New York Times front page saying, get them, get in there and censor. See, notice, I knew the censorship was coming. They already had us dialed back 95%, and nobody would stand up to it. And so, did I try to get banned like the head of Facebook said about me? Oh, we think Jones wanted to be banned. No, I didn't want to be banned, but I wasn't going to self-censor. So I sat there and had a meeting with my dad, and I told you part of the meeting, but my dad works with us here because I can trust him. He does a great job. And he said, man, you're really pushing it. You're going to get banned everywhere. I said, Dad, I'm already banned. And he said, well, just don't go further than you would. Don't let them goad you. And I said, I'm not. I'm sitting back and thinking about what would I really be saying, and if I've begun to govern what I say, not because what I'm saying is not true, but because I don't want to be censored. And I said, I have begun to bend my will. And so I'm going to go on air and say what I really think. And they're going to ban me before the election. They're planning after the election to ban everybody publicly. They're planning now to just do it quietly. I'm going to force them to ban me. And I said, I believe it'll be in the next 2 weeks. And it was exactly 2 weeks. I don't know how I know this stuff, but when I go with my gut and I have this feeling, I tingle all over. It's like a divining rod, you know, finding the water. It just happens. And my dad said, well, I'm sure it's going to happen. And it did. Boom. But I didn't say anything bad or do anything bad. They misrepresented what I said and did to get rid of me. Because they don't want real truth being spoken. So we're going to come back and get to more of the debate between Beto, and Ted Cruz and just the lies of this guy that you'll hear when we come back. And then I'm going to get into China and Google and Apple. I mean, you understand what a threat it is that these companies are openly suppressing the Chinese people and now publicly TV news conferences bragging about it and smiling. But see, it's okay because Sundar has dark hair and dark skin. And that's the whole leftist thing. As long as the person's not white, it's okay. And that's the true mental illness of the situation. We're going to go to break and come back with all of that. But please remember, we're having the biggest sale in our history right now. Because they've taken PayPal. Oh, see, build your own business. And they're trying to take our software away, and they're trying to take everything away. And they're harassing and threatening and lying about us to do it and saying, ban Alex Jones. He harasses people on the Internet. You got George Soros-funded groups organizing millions of Democrats to do it, saying that then we're the ones harassing people online. Isn't that just peachy king? And doxing everybody and threatening everybody. This is a group of knuckle-dragging thugs and bullies. And you don't just get great products that you and your family need at InfoWarsStore.com and store-wide free shipping right now and 50% off all the supplements, all the nutraceuticals. You are funding an operation that does have the zeitgeist, that is in the pike, 5x5, that is dropping bombs directly on the enemy in the information war, and that has absolutely devastated them and is now dreaded and vaunted and is infamous with the enemy. I've met with many people that's come out in the news at highest level globalist meetings. They literally hate my guts because we have the spirit of resistance and victory and renaissance and the future. And they want to extinguish InfoWars. So don't let them. Get in there today and get the best products ever at the lowest price ever. Everything must go. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Highlight reel of Beto versus Cruz. And when you know the Texas policies and national policies, you know about Beto like I do living here in Austin. I mean, the guy is an incredible liar. He said that El Paso is super safe and there's no crime on the border. That's all coming up. And the border is not a big issue. I mean, Mexico has hundreds of thousands dead. It's a beautiful country in many areas, nice people in many areas, but much of it is a war zone, most dangerous country in the world. But I'm digressing. When I was a kid, we used to go down to the border. It's not safe anywhere. Not even in Big Bend anymore. And that's in the middle of nowhere, 500 miles from any town of any size. It's dangerous as hell. But let's go ahead and get this compilation because this Senate race is so critical. Here it is.
Our junior senator will not stand up to President Trump, someone who apologizes for Russia, defends that country, Vladimir Putin, the leader of the country that sought to undermine our democracy. He won't stand up against him, and he won't stand up for us to make sure that our election...
People always ask me if I've trained in NLP. I've been hearing this for 20 years. So I went and looked it up 20 years ago, and it's basically in marketing and stuff. It's these cadences and how people talk and then terms they use to highlight things. No, I'm not trained professionally in any of that. I'm trained in telling the truth, and I talk the way I talk. A lot of people notice I make hand gestures like Trump does. And, I mean, these are all well-known gestures, just things I do naturally. But Beto O'Rourke, do you notice with him it is NLP, and Trump isn't professionally trained. He's trained in the streets of persuasion and the truth. But you look at Beto, he's trying to sound like Obama with the cadence and the way he's saying it. And the whole thing is disgusting. That's why they're calling him the new Obama. Yes, they don't just want him in the Senate. They think this guy is going to be the next president. I mean, another blue blood establishment trying to pose like a real person when he never built anything in his life. And his mother's a lifelong Democrat, but to trick Republicans to vote for him, that my mom was a Republican, but she's voting for me. You are a lying piece of garbage. You say you want to ban all semi-auto rifles in Texas. You want open borders. You are an enemy of this country. You are a globalist piece of filth with the Chi-Coms. You make me sick. Anyways, just looking at him makes me want to vomit. He's so fake. From the other, these frat boy, blue blood chicken necks, carpet bagging down here in Texas. Go back to him.
For us to make sure that our elections are free and fair, that your vote goes to the intended candidate. This is beyond party politics. This is getting our democracy back on track, and we need a
senator. Our country's on track. Hit pause. It's the Democrats trying to censor all the Republicans and all the conservatives and all the Christians. It's the Democrats threatening everybody. But you talk about our democracy's under threat. You are the threat, you little piece of crap. Sorry, just go back to him.
We'll do that.
I was proud to help lead the effort to confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. I was proud to help lead the effort to confirm Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the court. Congressman O'Rourke would have voted against both of them, and he wants to see, like Hillary Clinton, promised to appoint left-wing judicial activists who impose their own policy preferences from the bench. I don't think that's what the people of Texas want. We want
Senator
judges and justices who will follow the Constitution and follow the law.
This is what you can expect over the course of this debate. Senator Cruz is not going to be honest with you. He's going to...
I mean, even mainstream news admits he talks like Obama, which is totally fake talk. There's videos of Obama in the 80s and 90s. Doesn't sound like that. It's his fake voice like this, almost like Bernie Sanders. I am the authority. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. Yeah, there it is, Market Watch. Beto O'Rourke hailed as Obama-like for president 2020. Both never did anything in their lives. Both look like they could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. Both are scumbags that hate the country. Let's go back to, and both look like they have Mr. Ed teeth. Oh, boy, if you bred Beto O'Rourke with Stormy Daniels, you would actually have a real horse. Well, wait, if you breed a jackass, a donkey with a horse, you get a mule. You'd have a mule. They'd have a little baby mule. Oh, get both of them off the screen. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sick of these fakes. Go back to Beto. I mean, yeah, Beto O'Rourke. Here it is.
Going to be honest with you. He's going to make up positions and votes that I've never held or have ever taken. He's dishonest. That's why the president
pause again.
Called him.
You're dishonest! You're dishonest! You I said I'd stop. Go back to him.
Ted, and it's why the nickname stuck, because it's true.
Congressman O'Rourke not only opposes a wall.
And pause again. Back to that in 10 seconds. You know, Trump said lying Ted about things that happened in the campaign. Ted Cruz has always kept his promise about votes. That's what matters. And he did make me mad. He did do some flip-flopping in the campaign and things he said about Trump. But don't sit there and use Trump's quotes, Beto, when Trump has endorsed Ted Cruz. It doesn't fit when you're a Democrat saying that to Ted Cruz when Trump has endorsed Ted Cruz. We got to get a nickname. It looks like a big, fat pedophile to me. I mean, most Democrats are anyways at that level, so who knows? I say guilt by association. He's probably not a pedophile. He just looks like one. Let's go back to him.
Nickname stuck because it's true.
Congressman O'Rourke not only opposes a wall, but he has said we have too many fences and walls already on the border. He wants to tear down the ones we have. And I'll note, he brought up El Paso. El Paso is right across from Juarez, one of the most dangerous cities in the world, 3,000 murders last year. There's a wall there. That wall is one of the tools you use to protect us.
All you heard from Senator Cruz is what we should be afraid of. It's a campaign based on fear. It's the same person who shut down the government of the United States of America for 16 days, perhaps because he thought too many people had too much health care.
Obamacare ripped everybody off in triple prices. The Democrats shut down the government all the time to get what they want. Let's continue.
To take away health care from millions of American families and vows to repeal protections for pre-existing conditions. I want people to have more health care. I want people to be well enough to finish their education, to go to school. I want to bring people of Texas together.
This is Bernie-like stuff.
And Democrats
everything's
from
free.
All parts
it's
of this
free.
State to make sure that we meet on an issue that we understand better than anyone else.
If we are reducing the barriers, whether it is to Mexico or Canada or China or anywhere else, so we're selling more, that's a good thing. If we're erecting barriers and shutting down trade, that is a bad thing.
Really interesting to hear you talk about a partisan circus after your last 6 years in the U.S. Senate. If you have this special relationship with...
Pause again. They're the ones that lied with all the fake stuff, and they got beaten. They were the circus, not the Republicans. Continue.
Then where is the result of that? You were all talk and no action. The tariffs that the president has levied, the trade wars that he has entered this country into, is hurting no state more than it's hurting Texas. Our farmers, our ranchers, our producers, our manufacturers, and our exporters.
I think the lowest point we have seen is the confirmation hearings for Justice Kavanaugh, where we saw Senate Democrats be willing to smear Judge Kavanaugh and his family, be willing to repeat unsupported, uncorroborated allegations and go after him in a way that I thought was shameful. It was important that process be fair, that Dr. Ford get a full...
Everyone, we better elect Ted Cruz to the Senate. This is a national emergency if he's not elected.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, Beto O'Rourke wants to ban semi-autos. Beto O'Rourke wants open borders. Beto O'Rourke wants to put globalist, communist types on the Supreme Court. That's enough to vote against him. And it's not fair to, you know, say he's a pedophile. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if I was casting a creepy pervert, or somebody like run a mortuary or something that like kidnaps kids and eats them or something for a horror movie with Halloween coming up, I would have him working in the ghoul shop. He wouldn't be the head guy, but Beto O'Rourke, he would be definitely working on the House of Horrors. Now, who would be the head guy? Brian Stelter. I mean, I don't think Brian Stelter is a pedophile, but he looks like the Subway founder, who is one. And so many of these guys have that look. You know the pedo look. Like Salon and Vice worships pedophilia now. And they say how great it is all the time. And say, you know, it's good for this to happen to kids. They have a right for men to come pick your daughter or son up. And so all I'm saying is, central casting, folks, central casting, these guys look like slimy pieces of crap that you wouldn't let get anywhere near your children. Of course, they want to abort your children before they're born. They want to kill your children if they could before they're born. And they want to feed them GMO and give them deadly vaccines. But we have attacks rolling in of GOP headquarters getting firebombed, getting attacked with rape sprayed on them, people getting beat up, people getting shot. I mean, you know about all of it. And it's coming in so fast, we're almost getting numb to it. But there have been new firebombing attacks, knife attacks all over Europe. I haven't even covered them the last 3 days. There's like three or four attacks today without me looking for them. It's in here. Hostage taking, firebombing, shooting, hand grenades. Stabbings, mass rapes. And here's another one. It's out of Free Beacon. Two GOP candidates assaulted in Minnesota. Attacks come as state Democrats suspend staffer for beheading post. Minnesota Democratic Party has suspended a spokesman for calling for violence against Republicans, even as two GOP candidates have been assaulted in suspected politically motivated attacks. And remember, you had the editor of Raw Story when Congressman Scalise, who barely survived the shooting, where they tried to kill 17 members of the Republican Conservative Caucus. That would have really thrown things into disarray if he had been successful. He was screaming, "You're going to kill me, taking my health care away," because he heard that on the news. And CNN said the guy was a hero. Remember that? And now the head of Raw Story, one of the main editors, said, "We are self-defense for shooting Scalise." The Democratic Farmer Labor Party has suspended communications staffer William Davis for a week without being paid for making a Facebook post joking that Democrats would bring Republicans to the guillotine on November 17th, the day after the midterm elections. Yeah, the big Trotskyite neocon Crystal is on record telling people that we're going to be sent to guillotines and stuff. Minnesota Republican Party Chairman Jennifer Carnahan said the suspension was not enough, calling for his immediate firing in the aftermath of a separate attacks against Republican candidates. She said she has been subjected to numerous death threats during her tenure at the party leader, and the death threats are no laughing matter. And then it gets into the violent attacks and all the rest of them, people saying, "We're going to kill you." So that's who these people are. They want to bully everybody. Meanwhile, they got medical reports and police reports about, you know, the favorite guy they've got there in Minnesota, who's a Democrat, Keith Ellison, but because there's so much evidence, well, you're not going to hear a thing out of them. Just like Hillary came out and defended Bill Clinton and said it was consensual, and that, you know, because Monica Lewinsky was a grown woman, it's okay. But you say somebody over a woman hitting on them is bad, which I think it's consensual. It's not, but I think putting pressure on somebody you're over, be it male or female, is bad. But the idea that Bill Clinton, all his rapes he settled and all the rest of it is okay, is not okay. And it just shows how hypocritical and out of control these people are. But speaking of Pedo O'Rourke, I'm sorry, it's Beta O'Rourke. I miss his name. When you got a name like Beta, it's easy to say Pedo O'Rourke or wait. It's not Beta O'Rourke. It's not Pedo O'Rourke. Oh, it's Beto. Pito? Pedo O'Rourke. Well, I'm having a problem with my transmitter then. Can somebody come in here? It's breaking up. What's his name? Sometimes I have like this moment, this mental block. Pedo O'Rourke, Beta O'Rourke, Liar O'Rourke, Chicken Neck O'Rourke, Carpetbagger O'Rourke, Scallywag O'Rourke. I mean, I don't care if you move to Texas as long as you're not a communist or a socialist. If you're fleeing California, that's great. Just don't bring it here. But when your family is a bunch of fake Texans, and you talk like Obama mixed with Bernie Sanders, just get out of my state, you scumbag. But excuse me, there's a lot of famous lies out there, and one of them that you've been hearing since the 50s was New York City has the best water in the world. And you see signs up to this day saying how good it tastes. It tastes like rancid monkey piss. That's like Houston's water tastes like kerosene you can light on fire. It's so toxic still. I wouldn't drink it if I was you. I got a lot of family lived in Houston, and all of us that don't live in Houston don't die of cancer early, and everybody else does. Anyways, a lot of famous landfills and things that houses are built on down there. And so they're always saying, oh, we have the best water in cities that have bad water. Well, El Paso has been one of the most dangerous cities in the country, not just Texas, forever. Since the days of outlaws, where people ran down to Mexico and ran back and forth across the border, it has been shoot 'em up, whorehouse, gambling, wild, wild west. Got a bunch of military bases there. And technically how they do it is they do a survey right around the base and then say we have low crime. But it has one of the highest crime rates in the country. But they have this slogan, safest city in the United States. But it's a lie. So Beto O'Rourke, Pedo O'Rourke, running against Ted Cruz. What is his name? Beto. What's the name of the cow? Bevo is his name. Bevo O'Rourke. I'm going to get it right here in a minute. Bevo O'Rourke, Beto O'Rourke, is a liar. And here he is getting caught in a lie.
In El Paso, Texas, one half of the largest binational community on the border, the defining border community. We care about our kids' safety. I care about the safety of those that I represent in Congress. I care about the safety of every single person in the state of Texas. El Paso, in fact, is one of, if not the safest cities in the United States of America. Because we have world-class law enforcement, police and sheriff's deputies, but it's also because we are a city of immigrants. A quarter of those that I represent were born in a country, another country, chose us, came here to this country, and by their very presence, made it better. No wall is going to solve legitimate security concerns, but smart policy will. And look,
by the way, I bet that Pedo O'Rourke, I bet he's got a wall around his house. Has anybody checked that? Has anybody gone to Ding Dong's house? Or he might have moved out of that one if it's got a wall, moved to another. I mean, I've got a wall around my house. It's not I'm even afraid, but, you know, I got cats, I got dogs. Cats just jump over the wall, but wow. I'm going to stop getting into that. I said I'd take calls. I haven't given the number out yet. And we do not have a guest in the third hour. Mike Adams, I think, so is in the fourth hour. We've got a lot coming up today. I haven't gotten to robot security forces on patrol in New York City, prompt prophecy concerns for some, and so much more coming up next hour and a bunch of other clips I haven't gotten to yet. And I'm having some fun with Beto. He wants to rape our freedom. And we need to stand against that, so we're going to be breaking it all down coming up and opening the phones up when we start the next hour. In fact, let me do that now. Let's go ahead and give that number out now to talk about any subject you want, anything you want to get into. It's a total free-for-all. Long-time callers, first-time callers, anybody that was left on hold yesterday when the show ended, I'll go right to you. I'm going to take a ton of calls next hour. I did a good job yesterday. It was like 20 calls. That's a lot for me. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 was the old GCN number. So you can't call that one teleprompter free. You got to call this one, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. When you give the same number out for 20 years, it gets hard to remember the new one. 877-789-2539. And don't forget, it's your chance to get Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber Monday all at once because they're trying to take our payment processors. I think we're getting some backups, but we got one left right now. And so everybody needs to get in there at InfoWarsStore.com. Your payment comes through. It's shipped out to you at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off on the supplements. It's all there. Act now and fund the InfoWar. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
I want you to have a great future. When I see the average person that means well and wants to work hard and loves God being taken advantage of, I get angry. And so I decided to take on the tyrants because I believe in you. And I knew history. And I knew at first it's always hard to stand up. In the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated and feared, scorned. But when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. It was true when Mark Twain said that 150 years ago, and it's true now. So I want to make something very, very clear, because the most popular thing that the establishment media puts out against me, well, they do a lot of things, but one of the most common things they do, and it's not about me, it's understanding their mindset and what they think of you. The propaganda is targeting you. So when I'm talking about me, it's so you can understand why they want to shut us down, what it is we're doing that's got their number, why this weapon system that's InfoWars, the truth, scares them so much. It's because they always go, ha ha, you're getting banned. Ha ha, you're getting sued. Ha ha, you're getting ridiculed. If I liked the current swamp and corrupt globalist system running America, I would have gone and joined it. If I was an evil person or a bad person or a weak person or wanted power for power's sake. I'm here believing that promoting real freedom and real justice is the best thing for myself and my family and your family. But I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying let me be free. Let me have my free speech. And guess what? We've been winning the culture war on every front. So the power structure doesn't know what to do. They want to shut us up. And they shut me down. And they start shutting everybody else down. And the internal polls still show a red wave. And you've got nationalists and patriots being elected every week. There are elections in Latin America and in Asia and in Central Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, in Africa. And people are going for nationalist, free market, Trump types. And you don't think Trump invented Americana and Renaissance and free market. No, he just believes in it, and he's a salesman. He's selling it. And he told you, you buy into this, it'll be a lot better for you and your family. And he hadn't even got us out of the showroom yet, and things are already better. Doesn't mean it's perfect. So it's the same thing. I really believe in freedom. And I don't like globalists. I don't like Michael Moore. I don't like Mika Brzezinski. I don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't like Bill Clinton. I don't like Barack Obama. I don't like his evil wife. I don't like the Blue Blood Republicans. I don't like Juncker. And I don't like Xi. And I don't like any of these people because they're out to get their own population. They set up the economy so the general public doesn't get any money or infrastructure or a foothold. Only the select elite get it because they do that on purpose so they don't have any competition because they get off on keeping people down. And then they sit up there and run their mouths all day about how they really want to empower the average person. America, for all its faults and all its problems, was the vanguard, the end of the first wave of the Renaissance. It was us reaching for something beautiful and something egalitarian and something good. Women voting. Minorities treated fairly. Slavery abolished. We did all that, and then somehow they take our strength, who we are, and the Christian, Judaic, Christian ethos, and they turn it on its head and make us hate ourselves because we have a conscience. So the profound thing I'm trying to get across here, and this is profound, is I did not come to the airwaves and do all this to win popularity contest with the establishment. I came to get you to believe in yourself. I came on air to really tell you how I felt and what I'd read in history, what I'd experienced in life, and that I want to be with you in the future. I want your children to be with my children. I love you. And that's not some corny thing. I do love you. I love your struggles. I love your dreams. I love your hopes. We're in this together, man. And they know that we're collectivists, as real Christians that love God. We are collectivists. But we're individualists in our freedom and free will God gave us. We don't need to have governments and systems that run it. Goodness rises to the top when it's allowed to flourish. And then you have a real contest of liberty that empowers the species. And then it lifts everyone up through individual collectivism, a term I've coined, which is the real universe. They created artificial collectivism that is the opposite. It's total centralized control, enslaving those under it. Slavery is not collectivism. You look at businesses, you look at militaries, you look at companies, you look at groups that are really successful. They have a code of conduct, they believe in something, they have a goal, and it's all about being honorable because you don't want to have to look over your shoulder. And it creates kinship. It creates honor. It creates will. It creates destiny. It creates incubation chambers of children and their children that if they're kept on that path of Spartan culture, unleashes human potential that is unlimited. But you look at globalism and the decadent disease it's pumped into our society and our civilizations, and it's pure death. And I don't sit up here on some high horse on the mountain telling you about prosperity produces monsters, adversity produces men. The paradox is freedom produces incredible prosperity, then the cycle of corruption begins again. And if we're ever going to save humanity, we have to learn the cycle and learn the pitfalls and learn about evil. And evil, the devil's good at advertising evil like wanting the hot cheerleader. And the devil tattoo of the devil cheerleader. You think, damn, the devil looks good. The devil doesn't look like that. The devil's dead cities and rotting bodies and flies and failure and betrayal. God gave you the sexy, beautiful women. God gave you the food. God gave you the lightning in your eyes. God gave you everything, the universe, not the devil. And so all I'm saying is this. God gave us family. God gave us life. God gave us men and women. God gave us children. God gave us the animals and the fish and the birds of the air. God gave us everything as the potential of what we could be. And the enemy ever seeks to shut all that down and to make you go into their artificial reality, like Zuckerberg walking at his conference with thousands of his employees all wearing AI goggles, hunched over in his world, but not him. He doesn't let his kids wear virtual reality goggles. He doesn't let them have iPads. He doesn't have, quote, bot assistants in his house because he has free will, and the vampire tricked you to take him into the home. It's all a big joke to Zuckerberg, walking amongst his slaves. And if you trust him, you're a dumb effer, in his own words. So we'll start the next hour, get to all your calls, get to a lot more that I haven't gotten to yet. Facebook's now removing mainline veterans groups pages. They don't want anybody to have support. They don't want the nation to have anything that makes people feel good and not commit suicide like the veterans. They don't want anything for you out in the sea of a rock or an island to get refuge because they're demoralizing us. They're running a psychological warfare program that the Communist Chinese fund, which the Communist Chinese then ban. The media, they're funding, and the very Hollywood they fund from their own country because they're giving us a snake bite. And then another snake bite. But it didn't kill us, so now they're pumping all their poison into us, and it's not working because we're conscious. We're going to come back and break it all down and get into Google and their incredible admissions that they lied to Congress. This is just so devastating, and the game they're playing and the way to stop big tech and the fraud they're engaged in that we're so close to. And if we win the power of free speech back in the internet commons, in the internet town square, then we have victory. This is one of the most important critical issues. But first is getting right with God and loving life and loving the unborn and ending that satanic sacrament that powers this whole system. And then next, the stars are ours. But first, we have to transcend this level. Now, that said, we also need funding in the third dimension. And that's why we have products that empower you. Water filtration, air filtration, supplements, t-shirts to spread the word. Everything we have is a win-win for you at great prices. And without you, this operation will be shut down. InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sale in our history. Christmas, Black Friday, all rolled into one. Cyber Monday, 50% off, free shipping, store-wide free shipping. And the 10% off for auto ship stays in place. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number three. And your calls only 2 minutes away. This is the most censored broadcast in the world. For a reason.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.